say on what some minorities?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's very good. Michael, should we just clear off some of the other issues once David's here on this vexed letter that we had in one of our agenda decisions?
Yes. Just some of you have already got in front of you, and others will have shortly some extracts from IS 39. I think, Bob, what we're looking at, I'm just going to get the agenda papers numbers correct here for everyone. So I think we're just going back to agenda paper number 7, which was the review of the tentative agenda decision relating to the impairment of financial assets that were reclassified from available for sale. In the May agenda paper, a lot of the focus of the staff analysis was on the guidance in paragraph 54 of IS 39, which is included within the extracts that we circulated here. The initial staff proposal for the tentative agenda decision focused on paragraph 54. The version of the tentative agenda decision that was finalised also included references to paragraph 54. As part of finalising the IFRIC agenda decision back in May, a reference was added to an additional paragraph, which was 50C, and that has subsequently been corrected to 50F. So I think some of the discussion the committee had yesterday on the agenda decision was confirming that it felt that the reference to 50F should be included within this tentative agenda decision. So I've just tried to highlight for those in the meeting a couple of the relevant sections in 50F that some may view as being helpful in this agenda decision. And I think our thoughts yesterday were we were still comfortable with the approach taken in the tentative agenda decision, but just in terms of drafting comments, wanted to ensure that if we were referring to paragraph 50F, that we felt that was appropriate.
I suggest we just spend a couple of minutes looking over this, and Guido, I would appreciate your thoughts and your views.
Well, I, I would say that we need to change the wording to 54, paragraph 54, because in 54 it says that there is a new cost base, not in 50F.
So your reference will be to 54?
54, yeah.
Yeah. And would that satisfy you?
Well, I think that's the reason where the majority of the committee thought that because it's a new basis, a new cost basis, that's why we should cover it as it is proposed by the committee. So that's the main reason, I think, that made our decision. And I see other arguments, but I don't want to discuss them again. So
all right.
If we are sticking to this argument, we should refer to 54.
All right. Does anybody object to changing the reference to paragraph 54 of IS 39? Andrew?
I don't object to the inclusion of paragraph 54, but I do still think you need reference to 50F because 54 was always in that standard, and I thought the original genesis of this query was for assets that have been reclassified under the amendment, and that is 50F when you're talking about available for sale. So if you say 50F and 54, that's fine, but I don't think you can just say 54.
All right, that seems like a reasonable compromise. So nobody else is objecting. So, David, if you can make those references and just check that it still reads as it should do, then we'll confirm that agenda decision. I also want to just bring you back, as it were, if I can find my paper, to paper 6. We discussed this yesterday and reached a majority conclusion that we're going to reconfirm our agenda decision. I know that one or two of you had some concerns about that, and we've also been reflecting on this overnight. I and the staff think might be perhaps a more appropriate approach is that we don't confirm the agenda decision at this meeting, but again ask the staff to do some more work to consider, in fact, in view of the significant response and the concern that we might be inadvertently changing practices that had previously proved to be acceptable right in the middle of the semi-annual reporting season, to reflect on whether or not there is an alternative way to confirm the conclusion that we reached, that is, that merely holding a security is not in itself a special tax-structured scheme, but to make it clear perhaps the circumstances in which it would be appropriate to recognize a deferred tax asset or the circumstances in which it would not. So what I'm really going to ask the staff to do is to consider whether there could be an annual improvement that would clarify, change into the standard, clarify the guidance that is required, also bearing in mind the tentative decision that FASB have taken on this issue, which is a change to the current US GAAP practice, as we understand. So we bring that back to you at the next meeting, and that's not to say that this is something that we'll bring to you as an annual improvement, but to ask the staff to consider if there is something we could do so that don't run too close to that fine line of issuing interpretations without adequate due process. But if the staff think that there is a better way of wording the agenda decision, perhaps that is less offensive and but still nevertheless clarifies what is in the standard, or at least not clarifies, say, which explains what is in the standard and why we came to our conclusion, then we'll look at that next time. So we will not, my recommendation is we will not confirm the agenda decision, so the words that we discussed yesterday will not be published in the IFRIC update. We'll just refer to that as something to be brought back next time. Would anybody object to that approach? Scott?
I prefer to confirm the decision. I think the delay
is not likely to change the outcome. We'll still have this as the answer, and it will allow what I believe most of us believe is incorrect accounting to continue for no good reason. If we really believe, as seemed to be the case at the end of the discussion yesterday, that despite the comments, the literature is clear, I prefer to get that message out as quickly as possible.
Any other comments? Lawrence?
The discussion yesterday made me realize that the issue is maybe not so much whether holding those debt securities is a tax strategy or not, but whether you take into account for determination of profits that generate a deferred tax asset, the reversal of these unrealized losses in the future. So I think this is the key issue, and it seemed to me yesterday that perhaps we were, the committee members were not on the same pace or views on this issue.
Thank you.
I agree with Scott. I think we should issue it.
But if we make clear in the IFRIC update that all we're trying to do is to consider whether or not there would be some confusion created by issuing the agenda decision in its present form, in that it may be perceived by some to apply to circumstances to which it wasn't intended to apply, to carry through the thoughts that Scott and Peggy have, that we were clear on what the outcome should be for the specific circumstances which are the subject of the question. But it appears that others may have read the question more broadly than we'd intended. Okay, so we'll bring it back next time. Oh, Michael, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't know if a workable solution to achieve both of these goals is in the second paragraph of the agenda decision wording. There's currently a statement that says, in the context of the fact pattern in the request, and then we get to an answer. Well, if we provide what that specific fact pattern is, which is an entity that will not have future taxable income, so it will not reverse, I was under the impression that the committee members were relatively on the same page that this answer is appropriate. And yet we could still then come back to look at if it's appropriate in annual improvements or otherwise a clarification for other similar fact patterns, but potentially maybe where entities do have future taxable income. So it's simply a clarification of the in the specific request wording.
Andrew?
I don't think it's as simple as that, and I do agree with the suggestion that we should pause for thought and take another look at it. I think for various reasons this could be a significant practice issue, and I don't think it's very helpful issuing a final agenda decision in the middle of July. So I think a number of people around the table yesterday talked about possible annual improvements, so I think we should take one more go at it.
Okay. we'll certainly be looking at the revisions of the wordings of the agenda decision in the context of the specific fact pattern, because there were aspects of the fact pattern that were particularly relevant to the decisions that the committee reached that are not explained in